Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
This segment of the USCC Expo experience on CannabisRadio.com is presented by Sotera Wellness, unlocking the natural health benefits of medical cannabis in order to help relieve symptoms and restore your health. Find wellness at Sotera.com, Sotera.com, and Dom Life, a boutique lifestyle lounge unlike anything before. Located in Phoenix, Arizona, Dom Life, where paradise and cannabis meet. Learn more at DOMM.life.
Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the USCC Expo Experience, featuring one-on-one interviews with speakers, exhibitors, and attendees from the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. And now, the USCC Expo Experience, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to our roving reporting coverage here on CannabisRadio.com of the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. And I've been running down this man here for the last couple of days because he was running me down for the last couple of days because we were definitely going to get together and talk about Streamline and Label IT. I'm here with the CEO, Randy Kane. Randy, welcome to Cannabis Radio.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
Our pleasure. So I'm going to leave it up to you. Give me that 30-second pitch about Label IT.
Well, we started in the compliance arena based on retail compliance because in today's world, product that are going into e-com, brick and mortar, as you know, well as specialty TV, et cetera, all require specific markings. So when we looked at the opportunity, we saw that in the cannabis with the seed to sale tracking and what's going on with the MIPs, that there was an opportunity to bring cohesiveness because of, well, cost value, analyzing every situation. It's different based on the distribution channels. So was that 30 seconds or am I over 30 seconds?
Oh, you're fine. But I mean, the thing is you have a lot because I noticed you've gone over almost 14 years. For over 14 years you've been doing this for retailers. And it's amazing. Now, compliance is such an important subject right now. Talk to me about what kind of questions have been asked about, what kind of things that you offer on that route to customers.
Well, each state is different. You have states that are requiring RFID. You have states requiring overt-to-covert various security measures for on-plant or on-product. So the opportunity for us as a company is to show the various growers or the dispensaries and processing centers another venue besides, you know, they grab a resource that's readily available or somebody that's close but doesn't really understand the long-term ramifications of the compliance. So with the fines and penalties and the risk that what they are, if they make modification in the way they print it, the machinery, the materials that they use, these are the solutions that we go to provide, as well as trying to find the best way for them to be cost effective. You know, the man hours that they have, like you take somebody that has their own private vape line or they're doing various types of packaging. Do you want me to hold that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to shuffle around my equipment here.
No, you got five things in your hand. You're impressive. It's like an octopus. No, but you look at some of these, a lot of the CBD companies today, right? So they're putting 4,000, 5,000 labels on by hand. And there's automated processes that they can save money. So that's what we do. We go in, we analyze. Every case is different. That's why it's as a solutions provider. And there's such tremendous potential right now in the cannabis industry.
Talk to me about the RFID technology, the labeling system that you're using, that you're showcasing here at the expo.
RFID today, the radio frequency identification tag, is an amazing piece of technology when incorporated properly into cannabis, especially for the seed-to-sale tracking. From the time it's applied to the plant to the time it's actually moves through the processing, or actually testing, as well as when it goes into the retail distribution. So that same number follows it through like a birth certificate. And the RFID simplifies it. So what's interesting is that a lot of people are afraid of it. That's where we come in. We help them understand it, the handhelds that they might need, you know, whether they want to write their own tags at the location. We have the hardware that they can go ahead and write the tags and print it. Using the right materials, it's very easy to become compliant.
Now, radio frequency is so fascinating because I'm trying to get an understanding. This is done in the distribution process, the radio frequency on your end. But I've also heard about radio frequency being used for testing the plant. What is it about radio frequency is such an importance, and why it's so popular, and in some cases, the trend to go ahead and, obviously for the organic sense, and to try to keep the plant as pure as possible, but in both factors, on your end and then, like I said, from the grower's end?
So take a company like BioTrack. All right, they have a seed-to-sale software, and there's others out there. So, but BioTrack, that plant is identified by a radio, an RFID tag. They can actually see the row, the cell, everywhere it's needed. So if a government comes in and they say want a specific testing, they can choose that plant. That plant gets sent off to testing, and the same, when it's scanned in to the testing lab, that same number follows it and reports it. It's a birth certificate. So, you know, it always links it
to
it.
That's fascinating the way you call it that. That's really cool. Go ahead.
No, it is a birth certificate because it is. The plant takes form at 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of and they're not reusable. So when that plant's gone, it's, you know, another tag is assigned. So you have grows out there with 4 or 5 cycles a year. And the seed to sale, I mean, it's the most ideal situation. And it's cost effective.
Absolutely. So by you being able to use this tagging software, I guess the question is, what is it that you offer in terms of a service? I mean, is it some kind of a full customer support? I guess, what is the system that you offer and how people can learn a little more about that?
Thank you. No, that's a great question because we launched Streamline at the show. Streamline is our new portal. It's a destination window that, for example, can be like if you are a seed-to-sale tracking, you would push that API information to us. We would provide that particular grower who is ever necessary with their labels and tags. So the Streamline also provides the analytics so you can set up what's called user sub-user. So you have multiple locations. These multiple locations can go ahead and be set up as sub-user. You're the user. You have a global view. They can only see what they're doing. So we're able to take advantage of the cost-effective by, let's say, a make-and-hold program on the labels that normally each unit might be buying. So that can be managed through it. It's just the value added is the knowledge that we bring because I have an old philosophy. I'd rather give you the razor and sell you the blades.
Right.
All right, so, you know, it made Gillette a lot of money. And you look at what's happening today in the competitive nature of the hardware, the printers, the color solutions, right? So anybody can go online, buy whatever printer they need, but they're not buying the right printer. So I'm not looking to profit on that. What I'm looking to do is identify the best solution for them to, apply the print and apply. And we have automated systems. We can go into a specific company. Like we just launched a program with a compound pharmacy in Northern Florida. And they went ahead and implemented a print and apply system for their vials. So they're running 7,500 to 10,000 bottles a day or through two shifts. So again, maximize the return.
All right, last question I have for Randy Kane, CEO of Streamline and Label IT. Traceability and accountability. There is a thing with compliance where state by state, they're not following the same standards. Talk to me about the obstacles you have between each state, plus any qualms or queries you have about why there isn't not per state, but like every state should have the same level of compliance, and some of them are kind of cutting corners.
You're opening up a big can of worms.
It's been open. I've never been able to say that.
Yeah, but the problem is then once you go across and multiplying or taking the states, who I feel for are the transport companies because they have so many different state regulations that they have to adhere to. So would it be nice? Yes, especially in the area of compliance, as the on the plant, all right, whether it's on the product, the MIPS, the way they're marking their products. So it needs to be consistent so it's identifiable to not only to those that are enforcing the compliance, but to the consumer. So this is the consumer understands and the patient or whatever it might be. So I think that accountability, you know, that's the purpose of the RFID or the birth certificate number, whether it be a UBI number or whether it just be a serialized number, code 39 or whatever you're using on your plant or product. And, you know, through our portal, I hate to do another plug for my business, but through our portal, you're able to provide you because we can show the orders that you've placed with us, the traceability, the track, you know, and geo-tracking, and then accountability. So, because we literally take responsibility for what we do.
Well, see, that's okay you did that because it's a proper segue. The segue everybody does. So, very well done. So, we've been here with Randy Kane, CEO of Streamline and Label IT. How can people find and learn about the portal and about your technology?
Well, our portal is streamlinelabels.com, and there's plenty of information there, or feel free to reach me through our contact number here at the show.
All right. Fantastic. Randy, thank you so much for being with us here on Cannabis Radio.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your running so fast to chase me down this time.
Persistence pays off.
Thank you for listening to the USCC Expo Experience, only on CannabisRadio.com.